What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Justice Minister Deroy Chuk outlines backlog reduction strategies for the justice system on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Residents of Morant Bay and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, August 27, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, 12 Church Street. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, August 27, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, Morant Bay.
The Ministry of Justice has outlined several initiatives geared at delivering cases and justice in a timely manner. Portfolio Minister Deroy Chuk says retired judges are to be hired as part of efforts to reduce the backlog of cases in the justice system. The move forms part of plans to increase the number of courts in the Supreme Court, located in downtown Kingston. A submission has been made to Cabinet to seek approval to amend the Constitution to allow for retired judges to offer their services.
We're not going to increase the age of retirement from 70 to 75 or 80, no. What we are going to say is an addition to the Constitution that would say that retired judges could be brought on a periodic basis for weeks or months as they now are called upon in other jurisdictions.
Changes are also to be made to the Criminal Justice Plea Negotiations and Agreement Act to make the legislation more effective and speed up the pace at which justice is delivered to Jamaicans. Minister Chuk explains that the amendments will, among other things, allow for the Defense Counsel to be part of the plea bargaining process and to negotiate with the prosecutor and judge regarding the sentence to be imposed.
If the accused participated via his attorney, his Defense Counsel, and he knows that if he's convicted, a sentence is in excess of 10 or 15 years. And he knows that his defense counsel could bargain with the prosecutor before the judge and get 5 years instead of 10 years. There's a real likelihood that he may accept.
Mr. Chuk says if there is an agreement, the matter can be dealt with right away and the presiding judge has the final say. He says the interests of the victim and public will be taken into consideration.
The prosecutor should really consult with the investigating officer and maybe with the victims to say the accused would like to plead guilty. What would be your position on this?
Minister Chuk says plea bargaining is not intended to soften the justice system and sentencing guidelines will be in place to ensure that justice is served. Government is also seeking to equip the nation's courts with the relevant technology as part of measures to increase efficiency in the justice system. The Justice Minister says the main parish courts and all the Supreme Courts will be equipped with audiovisual technology so that everything that is said and done will be recorded. The technology that will be used will facilitate transcription into written print so that at the end of the day, the transcript will be ready. This will allow cases to move more easily so that at the end of the trial, if there is an appeal, it can be sent to the Court of Appeal.
If in fact the judge needs time to revise and look at the transcript, it can be printed. Defense counsel will have a copy or just have it on a hard disk.
Measures are being put in place to have more efficient completion and transfer of forensic files for improved processing of court cases. Mr. Chuk says the Commissioner of Police has agreed to have a liaison officer placed within the court system to facilitate the collection of certificates by investigating officers from the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF Forensic Laboratory.
Unless cases are tried expeditiously, it sends the wrong signal. When they are delayed for too long, it creates the atmosphere for corruption and even more criminality. All the stakeholders must step up to the plate and make sure that justice is delivered in a timely manner.
Minister of Justice, Deroy Chuk. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.